Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody thinks they're a comedian. Welcome back, folks, in the 22nd year of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm very excited about our new friend, John Chambers. He's promised not to be a new friend for long. He's going to become an old friend. Folks, John, as you know, is a legendary CEO and chairman of Cisco Systems, and just great success there. What a model for success. Good times, bad times, he made it look good. John, thanks again for being here. Your new book is called Connecting the Dots, Lessons for Leadership in a Startup World. It's available right now, folks. I encourage you to go to wherever you buy books and find this book. Congratulations, John. Folks, it's all about being connected. John's made his living in that world, so nobody knows more about it than he does. John, one of the things I want to talk to you about, I want to take that connected theme and extend it to a little bit of a different wrinkle. I want to talk about connected generations. As you well know, and as you saw in your own business, the workplace has an unprecedented five generations in it right now. And that's going to become even more diverse every day that goes by with a Gen Z coming along. And the issue is that there seems to be a little bit of a challenge between, say, baby boomers and the Gen Y, the millennials. And what I try to tell baby boomers is we have to be more tolerant of them because they can teach us stuff. And I tell millennials, you have to be more tolerant of us because we can teach you stuff. What do you think?
Well, I think you hit it on the head, Jim. Really great companies, regardless of their size, have diversity built into it. Diversity of age, diversity of gender, and diversity of thought process. Secure leaders deliberately surround themselves by it. Out of the 16 startups that I'm currently coaching and investing in, I talk to them 4 to 5 times a week, and I've seen the movie so many times, and the CEO role is very simple. Vision and strategy for the company, develop the leadership team to implement that vision and strategy, communications both to the customers, to the employees, and to your investors, and then culture. Culture is what the young millennials often miss. You never have a great company without great culture, regardless of size. So if the two come together, the people that have seen the movie, done it before, with those who are kind of robust and I like to shake things up, and you and I did probably during our 20s and 30s as well, Jim.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes for a great organization.
Well, I agree with you. One of the things that I try to remind millennials about, and I love them because I think they're probably the best humans we've ever raised, but one of the things that they do, they have a hard time having any regard for things that are older than say, even 48 hours. One guy walked up to me one time after I said that, and he said, no, not 48, 24. What I try to remind them about is we can teach you fundamentals. Fundamentals aren't old. They're fundamental, like cash flow, like capitalization, like, you know, customer service, like saying thank you. We can teach them things. They see things in the technology world. When they look at a screen that I'm looking at, they see things on the screen 3 seconds before I find it. So there are things they can teach us. We've got to find a way to talk to each other in a respectful and a tolerant way. I think both generations could use a little pause to try to do that. What do you think?
I think that you're right. Basically, you can't be a business leader in today's world unless you have technology skills. And at the same time, if you haven't got operational skills to go with those technology skills, you can't execute.
The fundamentals.
From each other. And it's kind of fun to see when a young leader, their pupils start to dilate when they suddenly say, I get it, what you mean on supply chain or culture or cash flow. Yeah. And when an older leader suddenly goes, I now understand that mobile device can do so much more than I dreamed, and I can interface to my customers differently. That's right. What a win-win's about. And it's about learning from others. And I think we should do that all our life. Every great leader I ever met – was curious.
Hey, John, I know you've got to go a little bit early. You got a website for the book?
You can basically buy it off Amazon very easily or other things. My own website is Chambers at JT2Ventures.com. But you can buy through any online store or any physical store you go.
JT2Ventures.com. Hey, John, thank you for being here. Come back soon. Good luck.
Yep, I enjoyed it. Good luck to your Alabama team, buddy.
Thank you. John Chambers, ladies and gentlemen, legendary CEO of Cisco Systems. We learned a lot from him today, and I'm looking forward to getting him back on the show in the future. I think he's going to become a great member of our brain trust, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to sign off for just this hour. And as I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.